Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, May the 25th, 2014. Now, this is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to extinguish the mind of Satan, to extinguish the mind of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. We want to extinguish and destroy the mind of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction. We want to climb up out of that mentality, climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. In that wonderful mentality, we will see that it is within and in our best interest to overcome all barriers and boundaries that separate the human family, that separate the poor working class masses of the people, black, brown, red, yellow, white, that separate us along class lines, that separate us along religious and ethnic lines, that separate us along regional lines. We overcome all of those boundaries, organize together, come together for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess right here, right now on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my producer, helper, engineer, coordinator, facilitator of this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. I pray that the Most High continues to bless my dear, wonderful, beautiful sister Venice, bless her children, and bless her family. Contact me by emailing YAHLOVE, YAHLOVE, at comcast.net. Now let's give praises to the Almighty. I love to give praises to the Almighty. We praise the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Aim. Putting that together with Yahweh, Jehovah, we get Yahweh, Aim. Sometimes you hear Abba, so we get Yahweh, Abba. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of begetting. That is the attribute of Father. In the African Arabic language, Father is known as Allah. Now, Allah is not only an African Arabic word, but Allah is also an African Hebrew word found under the number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, carrying definitions like ascender. The Almighty Father is the ascender, raising us up into his mind of supreme knowledge, that we may do what? That we may excel. That we may excel this no good rotten system, and that we may grow above and beyond this system, and that we may defeat the weak knowledge of this wicked system and the wicked ruling class, that we may be the facilitators of the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. The Almighty Father was known in Egypt, Kemet, as Amun at one time, carrying the definition of the hidden one, that Almighty Father that brings to birth through the womb of Amonet this hidden and unseen work of birthing. That's the Almighty Father and the masculine father power behind the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father was known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also pause to give praises to the Almighty Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. In the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. I said father was Aim, but father is Ab and Abba in the African Hebrew language. Mother is Aim. So now, when we put Aim together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Aim. Numbers chapter 11 again. Moses refers to Yahweh as also conceiving. You see, this is science, sisters and brothers. Moshe Moses is an African Hebrew scientist, an African Hebrew metaphysicist who has studied quantum physics and quantum mechanics and understands the science of birthing. That word birth in the African Hebrew language not only has to do with birthing, but has to do with cutting out. So the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, under the scientific title of Yahweh, have given birth to the universe, have caused the existence of the universe through cutting out of the self of the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, Yahweh, the very material substance that is the universe. And you and I, as part and parcel of the universe, are literally cut out of the self of the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. The first law of science is the law of cause and effect. Nothing brings itself into existence. There must be a cause. We are the effects, the mass, matter, material universe, the whole universe are the effects. There must be a cause. So Yahweh is the cause. The root of the word Yahweh is Hayah or Hayah, which is the actual verb action word that teaches us of coming, that work of coming into existence, that work that is the work that brings all into existence by the cutting out of the self of the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. Now, Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary is where you find the word wisdom. In the African Hebrew, that word is kokmoth. It is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine, and this word wisdom is one of her titles. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived Jesus. Now, Mother Holy Spirit did not only conceive Yahushua, Jesus, but she conceived you, me, the universe, the human family, as Father begatted the same. And Mother is Mother of all. Father is Father of all. In the African Hebrew language, The name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. That word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, is feminine, carrying all manner of definitions having to do with spirit and energy and power and disposition of the universe. Study the universe. Study the spirit of the universe. And we are in the study of life. Now, you hear Ka, Ruach Ka, Kadosh. Ruach Ka, Kadosh. That Ka comes from Africa, Kemet. Africa, Egypt. That word Ka is the word for spirit in the Africa, Kemet language. You hear Kadosh. That Ka in Kadosh is spirit. But Kadosh in the African Hebrew has to do with all that is holy, righteous, and sanctified. The African Hebrew metaphysicists and scientists taught us that the spirit of the Most High permeates the whole of the universe, making the whole of the mass matter material universe holy and righteous. This is the equation of Einstein, E equals mc squared. Mc, M, mass, matter, material, C squared, speed of light squared. So the MC together has to do with the whole of the mass, matter, material universe. The E is energy, and energy is spirit, and spirit is energy. So we see that the spirit, the energy of the Almighty, permeates the whole of the universe. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Allah, spelled with an I. And now our Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Allah, Allah, Ha'il Allah. And you hear Allah, the mother, and you hear Allah, the father. So properly understood, this phrase teaches us none but our mother Allah and our father Allah. We're getting nowhere without understanding sacred divine feminine in union with sacred and divine masculine giving birth to the whole of the universe. Our Islamic sisters and brothers also say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of our mother, Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In the African Hebrew language, you see Allah again. Under the number 5930, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, you see after 5927, you have 5928, 5929 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. These are Olah, spelled with an O. These are the feminine counterpart of Allah. And Olah, spelled with an O, has to do with your circumstance and your occurrence. Because when we are ascended, 5930 is occurrence and circumstance. 592829 are Olah, the ascender on the feminine side. Olah, the Almighty Mother in the personification of Olah, she raises us up. She ascends us into her mind of supreme wisdom that we may, with that supreme wisdom, defeat the weak wisdom of this system and do what? Change our occurrence, change our circumstance. There's the personification of the Almighty Mother as Allah. So, Mother Holy Spirit in Kemet, Egypt, was known as Amonet at one time. That sacred and divine womb that reveals that which was hidden. This is the birth process. This is the power of the sacred and divine feminine. Her characteristic of revealing that which was hidden. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. Now, let me say that the Twa, our African ancestors, the Twa, they knew about Ila. They knew that she was Ilani. She is the goddess, the vital force, and is not energy defined as usually positive spiritual force. And so the ancient African ancestors, the Twa, the ancient ones of us all, they called on Ila. They said Ila Tado, which means to pull on the force, to pull on the vital positive force that we may experience life on the greatest level that the Almighty would desire for us to experience life. So I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, in the Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. But Yahshua is the feminine, and we recognize the feminine. The masculine is Yahushua, because the Christ is coming as masculine and feminine, because Christ is the Atum. Christ is the atom. Christ is the literal material mass matter material universe, that fabric, that hydrogen fabric that all of us come out of, making all of us Christs. So we must recognize who we are, and believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So when I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, these are the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in this Babylon system. This teaches us that you and I are Christ in human flesh. You and I are cut out of that same atom hydrogen Christ reality. And you and I are Yahshua, and you and I are Yahushua. We are the saviors. We are they who, when we tap into this mind of Christ, will be able to heal this earth, heal this universe, heal the human family, heal the poor working class masses of the people, proletariat, oppressed peoples of the earth, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. We are they who have the power to bring liberty and deliverance and health and wealth and prosperity to the masses of the people. The word masses in the African Hebrew, in the Greek language, has nothing to do with the wicked ruling class and ruling families. That word mass literally has to do with the poor working class, disorganized masses of the proletariat, oppressed peoples of the earth. That definition tells you not the rulers, not the ruling class, but the disorganized masses. See, and I'm moving into what we want to get into today. What we want to do is go over the last few Sunday school lessons and track the African science in these Sunday school lessons. You see, the masses of the people, material, mass, matter, that time in creation where the material universe was in turbulence and disorganized and chaotic. And so we talk to the masses of the people like Atum, the Christ hydrogen energy, Atum, that is called by many names, that Atum, that Atum, that Adam, that Adonai, that Aton, that Christ, that Word of the Most High. All of these are euphemisms for that same hydrogen power that is culminated today in the S-U-N sun, but the whole of the universe permeates with this hydrogen reality. That hydrogen power reality began to call all the disorganized masses of the universe of elements together, to coalesce together, to aggregate together, to facilitate life, to permeate life and propagate life all over the universe. So we become Christ. We become Yahushua because that's who we are. And we begin to organize the masses, organize the disorganized masses. For all of us are like the elements on the table of elements. First, we were all one. And let me just take my time, sisters and brothers, and see if I can go through some of this by memory. At the first stage of creation, this is going to be so relevant. The first stage of creation, no distinguishing characteristics, nothing to distinguish anything from anything else, anyone from anyone else, no ethnicity, no race, no class. All one in this dark black, dark green, dark gray, dark triple dark black material mass matter of the universe. This is that time in Genesis that it says the earth was without form and void and darkness was on the face of the deep. This is what is being described when Yahushua is described in one of the chapters in Isaiah as having no form, no comeliness, no distinguishing characteristics. This is Yahushua representing you and me in that original time and space of tranquility and peace. No distinguishing characteristics, no form, void and without form, and darkness on the face of the deep. We were all one. This is science, sisters and brothers. The whole of the universe, all one, no distinguishing characteristics, nothing but peace and tranquility. And then, so this is the ground zero. This is the waters of noon, representing the whole of the mass, matter, and material universe in the womb of Nanette. The womb of Nanette would be the boundless boundary of the universe. The universe herself is the actual womb that encompasses the matter and mass and material universe, all of the fixtures and all of the substances within her. We're talking about the science of birth. The mass, matter, material universe should be seen as sperm. And the sperm in the womb of the mother begins to form, begins to form life. The incubation is forming life. And so when we get to the second stage, we see that Ptah comes out of the waters of Nun. And Ptah, because that earth mound is coming out of the waters of Nun, now you have waves and you have turbulence. You have chaos. But those waves have to do with the energy of the Almighty being infused into the material universe to now begin to solidify or make distinguishing characteristics, distinguish stars from other stars, distinguish planets from other planets, distinguish universes from other universes, distinguish Milky Ways from other things. We see characteristics, we see separation, but all based on that original idea of peace and tranquility, all based on the reality of propagating life. So now Ptah rises up out of the waters of Nun. And like we said, the waves now, the waters are waves and chaotic and turbulence. And so Ptah, the mind of Ptah, so you see, Ptah represents consciousness. Is it consciousness? Ptah represents the power of the mind. Ptah represents the power of thinking. So Ptah now is going to be thinking and studying. Ptah is working on sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine polarity, and is going to give birth to that power that will be conscious, that power that will be aware, and that power that will begin to call forth the powers, the hidden and unseen powers and forces in the universe that will bring order out of turbulence and order out of chaos. Now, that power that will bring order to the universe is Atum. Atum rises up out of Ptah, disconnected but yet connected to Ptah. Atum is also called Aton. Atum is also called Ra. Atum was called by the Greeks Atum. Atum is personified in the human family as Adam. Atum is called Christ in the New Testament. This Atum is going to call forth four couples. These four couples represent the masculine, feminine forces in the universe that will bring order to the universe. Let's take this break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.